Welcome to Starving Nurse On Call. I am Paul Franz, owner of Franz Games. I run FW Online, FedCom Online, and Starfleet Warlord. Justin Meinhardt joins me at TalkCast every Thursday night, starting at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either call on the phones installed at 605-562-0444. Just follow the directions. Call ID is 17702. Or you can participate on the web. Just go to the Talk's website at www.talkshoe.com and search for call ID 17702. Or, if you want the best online experience, what you want to do, you want to go to twitch.tv at twitch.tv/SFUOnCall, and you'll find this there. You'll be able to join the chat room and watch my lovely face as I stream live to everybody who's on Twitch. And, of course, if you need to contact me for any reason, my email address is sfuoncall@gmail.com. That's sfuoncall@gmail.com. Also, if you want to follow me on the Twitters, my account there is SFU on call. Also, my personal account is Paul Franz, P-A-L-F-R-A-N-Z. There's no T in that. And my business account is Franz Games, F-R-A-N-Z-G-A-M-E-S. Also, I'm on Blue Sky. You go on to my podcasting account, sfuoncall.bsky.social. And also, my personal size business account, which is franzgames.com. And this lovely TalkCast gets turned into podcasts available on iTunes and various other feeds around the net. Sorry, I was thinking about Google Play. We're no longer on Google Play because Google Play doesn't have us anymore. It doesn't have podcasts. It's on YouTube, and I'm not sure. I say just listen to the YouTube. Watch the YouTube videos, I guess. I don't know. Weird. I never did really look at that. Anyway, when it comes to news this week from ADB, it's actually very quiet. I think Steve Patrick, when he gets a chance, is still reviewing the Orion Master Starship book. Still, my understanding is still on sale, still going on from the old counter sheets. I'm not going to repeat them right now. Once you look at the Facebook page, and I might repeat them again next week, but this week, I don't think so. If you've been listening to me, you know. We're moving on forward when it comes to final on the online store. This week, we have the SFB Starfleet Battle Force Lyran and Hydran Playtest Pack. It's only $1, and there's 3 Hydran and 3 Lyran cards. The rules for these cards are actually on the website. So you can download it. It's going to be a PDF. These playtest cards are printed on cardstock, so it's nice, good, heavy stock, and have blank backs, and square corners. So they're not the nice rounded corners that are in the actual Starfleet Battle Force, but they're playtest cards that you actually can use. Obviously, there's a minor issue with that because everyone knows that you're using a playtest card. So, yeah, I think it's kind of cool. You know, obviously it's only $1 and still has some beautiful art on it. And you can pick them up for only $1. Moving on, went forward to the SFB Online tournaments. Of course, Sapphire Star 19 tournament signups are still open. The 500 BB tournament, Dustin and I are supposed to get together, I think, on Saturday. I got to double check on that. I meant to check that before I got recording that then confirmed that we're going to be playing on Saturday. I think I said it was available on Saturday. I'm not sure if he replied or not. I need to double check because I know we've been having difficulties in getting together. We tried to get on Tuesday and that failed, and like I didn't have much time, so I don't think he replied. I'll double check. Anyway, sorry. Went down that rabbit hole. And it comes to the library report, nothing much happened. Frank actually is working on the Tholian R4T module, and hopefully we'll have that posted up shortly. Though I think I might need some help in that. I got to double check, but I might need to do some counters. And with the FedCom library, there's no progress there. So with that, that is the news for this week. And it's me, it's the one and all Paul Franz, welcoming you to Starfleet Universe On Call. And tonight, We have Doug. Say hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
And we have me. And that's, I guess that's the most important part of this podcast is me. Because it's all about me. Because not about anyone else, it's about me. So.
Yeah. Duly noticed.
Duly noticed. Continue on. Oh, by the way, for those of you that listen to the news portion of this, which are probably most of you that are not online, which I think is most of you, that is that I just checked in between the time I recorded the news portion and now, and basically Justin has not replied. So I just sent them an email right now.
Aww.
Yeah. And they said, okay, I asked them, okay, are you available? Either tomorrow night, which should be his afternoon, which might be a completely no for him, and I can understand that. Second is Saturday. Are you available on Saturday? So I'm hoping.
You guys got some of it done, right?
We got started and we went through it last week.
How much time do you guys still have?
A lot.
Okay.
We're going on through two turns.
No, I mean, how much time do you still have to get the match done?
Well, in theory, we should have already had it done. But okay. But Jeff is not pushing. As long as we're I'm
trying
because we are doing our best to try to schedule, and the problem.
Got it.
Well.
I feel your pain.
Yeah. Well, the problem is we're having hard times with him being on the West Coast, me being on the East Coast, and him not. He's available most nights. Unfortunately, he wants to start at 9 o'clock my time. 9 o'clock, nine time. That's when I'm trying to wind down for the day, and I'm gonna be going to bed in like an hour after that. So you know, can't do that. It's kind of pointless. And we've been trying to get together on the weekends, and invariably Saturday is fine. We the one time we actually got together was Saturday. We got no problem. One Saturday, miscommunication on my part. I made an assumption, which I shouldn't have assumed. Which I said, oh, I want to do this, but he didn't agree to it. So didn't confirm it. So I assumed he automatically affirmed by not responding. So, like, okay, fine. That was my fault. And when last time we played Saturday, oh, we can play Sunday. Then, of course, like, I'm ready for Sunday. It's like, oh, no, I got something came up. So, last time we tried to get a Saturday with last Sunday, and that fell through the cracks, which actually, it was not a bad thing for me because that allowed me to actually, I got... as Doug, you know, you've seen the new truck.
Well, it's first, nice.
The first truck I've ever owned in my life, so which is interesting.
I think it's awesome.
Which is interesting just because of there's a website called Real Trucks, and they sell all kinds of stuff for trucks. All kinds of stuff. And if you're one of those people who likes to add all kinds of little things to your truck, I want to have these really like a rack of lights to you know, want a winch on all this kind of stuff. That's the place to go.
Okay.
Well, I got a ton of bed cover for my truck.
Nice.
Because I figured I really need to do that because that gives us a nice area to place stuff in. You know, and I could. And I don't have to worry about it getting wet if it rains while I'm driving around versus, you know, put it in there and just cover it, you know, like with a tarp and hope that the tarp doesn't come undone and the bed doesn't fill up with water. And, of course, protect the bed. And so I got that, and it gave me an opportunity, since he canceled on me, it gave me an opportunity to actually put that on the bed. And it looks quite nice. The only thing I really wanted to... I heard a horror story from a person I knew, and where her father had a tonneau bed cover, and it blew off the truck. They're not sure what happened. They just blew off the truck, and they were behind their father driving in their truck, and they almost hit it. So, well,
Ow.
that's the one thing that got me nervous at the moment. So, what I might be doing sometime in the next month is, at the very least, actually, it should be by the end of this month. End of the month, I'll be going to do some camping. Before I go camping, I definitely want to check to make sure none of the bolts are loosened or anything like that. So, I tightened up really good. It's just that, and I watched one video where the guy said, "Oh, I'm gonna put some Loctite on my on because it doesn't seem like there's because there's no washers or anything like that to stop it from becoming loose." So like,
Okay.
so I'm just gonna check it at the moment and see if it gets loose at all, and obviously keep an eye on that. But anyhow, so it's been hard to continue. So, but I said that gave me an opportunity to do that, which was quite nice. Which obviously I need to stop by your place and show you what it looks like.
Oh yeah, well, I'll be probably here.
Assuming that Justin actually is able to play on Saturday, I can probably come out. Yeah,
Okay.
I should be able to come out because I just got figure on do about supper and that kind of thing.
You mean this Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I might have to watch Alfie for a bit,
Okay.
but yeah, that's fine.
That would be fine. I just would I don't know at the moment
Maybe we
because
could run around a bit.
yeah. Agreed. You want to put Alfie in the car if Alfie's in around we can put him in the truck.
Well, actually, Eric has taken the older boy elsewhere
Right, understood.
at, and it'll be like late afternoon that I'll have to watch him for the rest of the day.
Right. Well, see, that's the one question is, when will I find out if he's available or not? And if he, so hopefully, hopefully he'll email me by tomorrow. And if he is says I'm that he's not available, then I can probably come out. But we said that, he is available, then I won't be coming out. Because on Sunday, I have, I'm going to be very, very busy, including, well, I got church, and then I've done me church for a long time. Because I'm both an usher, I'm going to be doing the choir at 10:30 mass. After that, then I got to come home, grab something to eat. I'm gonna head off to my friend Siskin's around 1 o'clock, and then I'm gone for the day until like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Okay.
That's why it's like, okay, that's why I told Justin, it's like, Justin, no, I'm not available Thursdays. Hi. That's why I did the recording here. I'm not available. Yeah, right. I said I was available Thursday and Friday. I wasn't available Wednesday for some reason. Oh, I know why. Because I actually wanted to make dinner for my family. Because I play. Because he wanted to start playing at the very earliest is he liked to start around 6 o'clock my time, which is around time I'm feeding people. But anyhow, hopefully, well, at least. But hopefully I'll find out before Saturday. I hate when he emails me like, oh, like an hour before. I've got a pretty busy Saturday morning as it stands. But anyhow, actually good. Actually, Starfleet was on call stuff. Though we were talking about Starfleet Battle. There you go. So it's kind of related. The truck stuff wasn't related, but just chasing down that rabbit hole. Which invariably happens on this podcast is if anyone has been with us long enough, yeah.
Oh, look, a squirrel.
Oh.
Exactly.
No. Actually, this reminds me of a couple of my cats. They're not that interested in squirrels.
Really?
Yeah. They're interested in the birds, but not the squirrels. If they're the bird right near the like the window, oh, there they are, there, there, there. Like, oh, they get all chattery and excited. But anyhow,
Oh yeah, burger. That's food right there, baby.
understood, understood. I still remember when I was growing up where.
It's a toy, it's food, it's both. Woohoo!
No, exactly. When I came home from school and I found the head of a robin. Actually, no, it was a sorry.
Aw, they love you. They gave you a present.
Yeah. And of course, also another time that I came home and they were playing with a poor mouse.
Hey.
It died there. They know
Oh
it.
yeah. Did they eat it too?
No.
Aw.
I picked it up and threw it out before they could eat it. And obviously, I think the bird, they actually ate some of the bird because I only found the
Oh
head.
yeah.
I didn't
Yeah.
find.
The well here's the trick. The trick is you put the mouse in the food bowl and they'll associate it with food. When I lived in Harrisburg in my Haleycon bachelor days,
Right.
and we would get I would get the mice coming in when it started to get cold.
Right.
And when Kitty moved in, it's like Lucky would just look at the mouse, run down the steps and run past him and go down the hallway. And I'm like, dude, that's the snack. And he's like, yeah, whatever. The cat, I found dead mice with puncture marks. So instead of like sticking them in a little baggie in the freezer, like I would trap them originally using the classic mouse trap.
Right.
And instead of just chucking them out or flushing them because you don't want to clog the drain, I would put them in a Ziploc until the Ziploc was full, and then trash night that goes out. Just Ziploc into the freezer, done. Well, when I started finding them with the claw marks, light bulb went off in my head. I said, okay. And I didn't put cat food in the cat food bowl. I put the mouse in the cat food bowl. And I came down the next day and I looked. Some of it was bitten off. So I left it. And bear in mind, Kitty was a little bit of an alley cat for a little while. Even though she was an adolescent when I found her, I think she had been abandoned probably right when she became not a kitten anymore.
Right.
That's my guess. And the next day, the mouse was gone. So I put some food in the bowl. And I never had a mouse problem after that ever. Never saw them, never heard them. And my cat was apparently quite okay with killing them and eating them. So there you go.
Cool.
There's a tip for all the cat owners out there.
Yeah, but that's
It may. It may have only worked because she was young and spent some time on her own,
right.
but it still worked. And I never had to buy another mouse trap after that at that place. So, yay.
I swear
Okay, where were we?
sometimes you just have a big target in your back about places where you stay.
Oh, come on. Just because every single place was haunted doesn't mean anything.
No, I keep getting issues with financial people, but
Oh, there's that too.
yes, I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at
Yeah.
that. I don't want.
Oh yeah, we could spend like
Oh, I know.
months talking about that. Remember those trips to Origins?
Yes, I do.
You got the annual update.
Yes, I got the annual update of everything that was happening when it comes to
on that year.
Being a a court and all that kind of fun stuff.
Oh, good Lord. That was just one where the mortgage company broke the agreement. And then, you know, the judge didn't care. Even though I could show them, hey, look, here's pretty compelling evidence we had an agreement and that they gave you some falsified evidence. Oh, but that's a whole other topic. Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not go there because otherwise, again.
So back to nice health, nice, happy Starfleet battles.
Yes.
So you guys got it like a turn or so done.
Yep. We got the two turns done. Haven't got anything fun there. When it comes to that game, actually, the question, okay, obviously, at the very least, he had prox photons loaded for at least the initial approach. Not sure if he's going to maintain that tactic of long range. My guess is probably yes, considering what he did, which was at the end of turn two, he had launched some drones for ECM. He also had launched a scatter pack with six fast drones. I think we already discussed that part of it, that obviously we'll know in a certain period of time whether any of those are dogfight drones. My guess is they're non-dogfight drones. Because to me, that's a waste of points. Because you actually have to pay for those in normal scenarios. So I'm willing to bet he wouldn't waste the points on that. He might, because he might have had them. It's like, I had nothing better to do. And load a dogfight drone and also loaded a Type 4 drone in there so they could actually have all of them there. But we'll find out. Most probably, again, I said they're probably just Type 6 Type 1s. Now, we don't know if there are any specialized drones in the scatter pack or not. And as pointed out, we probably won't really know until range 2. Because unfortunately, the gotcha with specialized drones is normally you really can't identify them until you get to like range 2.
Yeah, when you're real close.
Right. Because in theory, I think you might be able to extend the... I think that's one of those things you can do with a special channel.
ID stuff?
Yeah, ID stuff.
No, you can also use it to draw things away.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that...
I forget if you can break locks or not. So maybe we could go to like a bookstore, like a used bookstore, used game store, and see if anything has my name on it there. Do we find my edition of the Starfleet rules from like two moves ago that got lost on the move?
Well, yeah, that's always
lost that, through
that,
the move.
Right, that is the question, which is. With someone, it was good enough condition. Yeah, possibly if someone gave it to a used bookstore. If not decent enough condition, then it's possible you wouldn't see it. The bookstore would have gotten.
Oh, I could easily see them just dumpstering that stuff.
Yeah,
because my Starfleet Battles rules were in a binder.
Ah, yeah,
and they were in good condition.
Right. Oh, understood.
Binder didn't look that great though, and I could see somebody not paying attention and pitching it.
Right. Agreed.
But that's a whole other thing.
Agreed. That's definitely a whole other thing. You can break lock ons, obviously tracking drones, you can control seeking weapons, identifying seeking weapons. Yeah, they're there. One lab must be assigned to each channel used for this purpose. Attempts can be made. against the same okay, the target seeking weapon or shell must be within 15 hexes of the scout. So you can act if I had a scout, which I don't, I could actually identify the drones at range 15. Of course,
okay.
If I use it for that, I don't remember that. Which is, if you use it for one function, can you use it for another function? My guess is no.
No.
Okay.
I think you're stuck with whatever you use it for.
Right. So, unless I actually had a large scout, you know, like a heavy cruiser level scout where I can actually have four special channels, special sensors, sorry, then that'd be kind of pointless to look at range 15, unless I really needed to find out. But, you know, but given that, because, okay, you launch the drones and so forth, I got like six, yeah, I think I only have, no, I have seven, I think. I think I have seven incoming. One, he actually launched a drone for one of his other ships. Definitely not the scout. Here was the other ship. Because he doesn't have the main drone racks. He just has, lots of drones, just not a lot of drone racks. So he can't launch that many except for as part of a scatter pack. So, given that, and him turning away, which is a big surprise, he's going to turn away. Of course he's going to turn away. Because he's, after he fires his photon torpedoes, it's kind of pointless to continue to close, because I want to close, but he doesn't want to close because he can't fire his photons at me. I can still fire my particle cannons at him, you know.
Nah.
So, my, purely on that, instead of having wanted to close and therefore possibly use standard or possibly even overloaded photons at closer ranges, my guess is he's going to probably stay at longer range and for a while, at the very least, because of, fortunately, he only got 20 points of damage, which knocked down the one destroyer's shield. And I'm willing to bet he's going to continue to batter on that one shield. And of course, which leads me, of course, to the whole minor issue overall, which he is, do I force him? Okay, it's obvious to me now that he can produce enough ECCM to fight off any ECM that I can produce.
Mm-hmm. The question is, it's a guessing game.
Right.
Is he going to bother?
Right. That's the question is, do I continue to use ECM to protect my ships so that it requires him to expend the effort, expend the energy and so forth for him to allocate for ECCM because he can't do everything through his scout?
Well, the question is, do you think he's going to try to blap you? He's going to blap you? Is it worth it? What range is it? Are you going to be giving him a down shield to shoot through with phaser ones?
Right. Well, yeah. When it comes to turn three, definitely no down shield. I don't think I'll have any down shield facing him. Because he knocked my shield number one down, which means I can close towards him, keeping. I should be able to keep him off my shield number two. In which case, he'll never have. And even the shield number one's not down. It's got one box. And of course, there's all the whole issue of power, which is if he fires his phasers, what does he have to do? He has to recharge them, you know. And that's, of course, both of us have that issue, which is both of our ships take a lot of power to charge our weapons. Well, Mine's a little more flexible in that category compared to him, especially if he wants them available every two turns. So obviously, in my attempt to close in on him, even this turn, I'm going to have to run through seven drones, which what's going to happen? Two possibilities. One, all or some are Stingwraith, i.e. the phaser threes that they're going to fire at range two, and they will, at that point, go inert and
How far out can you effectively ID them?
Effectively ID them, usually range two. Because remember...
Okay, what range do you get at least a 50-50 shot at it?
Three.
Okay. Why don't you just ID them at range three or four?
Yeah, it's
because here's the thing. Okay, you might fail a few times more. But if you ID two or three of them out of seven... And you see, hey, all the ones that I ID'd are X.
Right.
There's a pretty good chance it's going to be monogamous. Because it doesn't make any sense to split them up in this kind of action. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he does split up the damage types, he's going to give you the opportunity to basically negate the advantage of... the different things. Like if they're all phaser threes, if half of them are phaser threes and they all fire at phaser at range two, then he knows that you can turn away and phaser hose the rest of the drones. If they're all not phaser drones, then you have to deal with them at a much closer range.
Right.
And they're going to suck up more power doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if he does have a mix, then you can scratch your head and say, okay, and basically turn away and see if they ever fire.
Yeah. But at the same time, I have to double, maybe I should double check this with the judge, which is my assumption is that he has to be within the racial limitations for specialized drones, which
if it wasn't specified by the tournament judge, he might not be. Is there a thing for that in the rules for the tournament?
That's a good question. Dun, 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 okay. Here, don't mind me. I'm right now going to go check. That's 500 BPV, and that would be probably back in February. Try and get look at the rules. 19th. That's where we got the fleet. So, okay, that's why I remember. I think the 19th. Dun, dun, dun. Let's go here. Nope. Back. 9th. Oh, there it is. Okay, list out the rules. Prohibited. Permitted. Races. Ba ba ba. Okay. Time limits, okay. Okay. I'm looking to see if it's explicitly mentioned, which is those. Definitely, whatever it is, it's following the rules because of any captain's, commander's options. He has to tell the judge. Okay, this would be F. Yeah, obviously you can specialize drone because it allows drone construction. Well, same time. Okay, I don't see him explicitly mentioning it, though. Okay, this FD10, which is that. Frames, payloads, probe modules, multi warhead. Availability, there it is. Okay. It's part of FD10. And he said we're using FD10. So. Da-da-da. Okay. Obviously. When it comes to, there's no restriction on the speed of the drones. Okay. Okay, no more 10% can be limited availability, which is multi-warheads, swordfish, slug drones, spearfish drones, external armor, and type 3 frames. So you can have a maximum of 10% because he's fed. If it was Cindy, you could actually use up 20%. Right. And then restricted, it's no more 25% drones can be restricted, which means has ECM armored drones, ATG guidance or probe modules, I don't think it cares about. And obviously explosive. Center range, ground bombardment drones. Oh, that's an interesting one. Didn't know about that. And frames both type 1 and type 4 are general availability, which they can be used any or all can be that. So when it comes to the number of swordfish drones, it only can be 10% of his total number, which I have to. I'd have to double check. But I feel pretty confident in saying that those are based, the number of drones you can have is based not on the capacity of what you can fit in, you know, in cargo, you know, i.e., well,
right.
All your refits and so forth. I mean, not reloads, the reloads. Not based on that. It's based on what you can actually fit in your drone racks. I'm just gonna look real quick and see if I see it. If I don't, I'm not gonna spend too much time looking for that. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. All percents are based on warhead spaces of the drones in the drone racks, fighter ready racks, and launch rails. That's it.
Okay. Okay then.
So. ECM
drone. Oh, hey, I have a question for you that has nothing to do with this in particular.
Okay.
Have you actually written out a schedule yet? For game?
No, I really should.
It would be nice.
It's quickly approaching.
Yeah, it's like, what, 12 weeks away?
Yeah.
But who's counting?
And it's going to be interesting. But anyhow, yeah. I'll get it to you this week. I'll get it to you this week.
Thank you.
Okay. Actually, I'm also bring up that topic. Because I had a little discussion. It's like not much of a discussion. It was more of. He person posted and I replied. And that is one person asked me, you know, why don't you use Microsoft Teams? And I went, no. Instead of, I mentioned before, I might move to using Zoom instead of TalkShoe because they're becoming worse. Well, not worse and worse, but I got a feeling because here's the weird part. I know it's not me. I know it's not my login, but I go to see who's next coming up, and I checked. When was it? Earlier this week, and I checked. To find my their search sucks at the moment. So you really, if you want to look for a particular podcast on TalkShoe, you can't do it. It looks like the search seems to be broken. I probably should report that to support so at least they know about it. Because I look for Starfleet Universal on Call and you can't find it. It comes up blank. Yeah, I know. That's why it's like one of the features really should be there. And I looked at it earlier this week. I said, okay, upcoming podcast. And I was number 3 on the list. Which means either one of two things. Either there aren't that many people that are using for ongoing podcasts that happen every single week. Or people aren't scheduling their podcasts on TalkShoe. Which to me, honestly, if you're going to use TalkShoe for streaming and recording, well, maybe not, if you're actually recording live, it'd be a good idea if you have it on a schedule where you actually, because in my mind, one of the reasons why you have TalkShoe, use TalkShoe versus something like Twitch is that you want the actual interaction from other people. That is, in my mind, the point.
Well, can't you have that through Twitch?
No.
The only interaction you could have people like interacting through Twitch.
I can get chat through Twitch. I'd have to double check on Twitch when it comes to. I might be able to actually add separate hosts, but I don't think so. I think that was something that I would have to do is fix all the audio like I currently do, and then stream it through Twitch. Because that's currently how I'm adding you is like you're on Discord. Discord streams to me, and then I stream it all the way to Twitch. The send-off point. And obviously Zoom allows more interaction because you actually can call in and so forth like that. But the one thing that came from just him bringing that up and me actually talking about it with this guy, Patient Zero, the bane of my existence, I think. Though I must admit, I trust me, Patient Zero, I appreciate the feedback because one of the few people that actually gives me feedback on YouTube, and I thank you so much for that. And I'm more than happy to engage with in discussions. They have strong opinions about Deep Cold ADB, but
Oh, he's not alone in that.
Oh, I'm sure that I know he's not alone in that.
There's a lot of people that get very passionate about this game.
Agreed. But the one thing I definitely realized is that lately, no one calls in. Jeff will call in every once in a while. Gary will call in every once in a while, which is fine. What I was going, I told him, was that what I might do is actually contact Jeff, contact Gary, because they seem to be on and off people. Barry is. I don't expect him to ever call in again.
Yeah, well, it's a work thing for him.
Oh, I know. I totally understand that. But because that's a work thing and for him, then I can't say that he. Basically, why have a dial-in if no one's going to dial in?
Yeah.
So to me, that might mean dropping Talk Shoe, changing the feed for iTunes, and then this is one thing I hate to do. Mm-hmm. But given how bad Talk Shoe currently is, when it comes to if I have a podcast available on Talk Shoe, it's not available on the feed, on the podcasting feed. The only way I'm going to be able to get it so that actually is consistent is if I control the feed. And if I do the switch, so it's no longer pointing my podcasting account, a podcast, to TalkShoe, and I point it to my own web server, then, you know, then I can have consistency when it comes to the podcast episodes being available. The problem with that, and I know this is truly the case because I've seen it happen for myself when it comes to my own podcasts that I listen to. And that is, if I do that, if a person is like, oh, let's say 10 episodes behind or whatever, you know, they lose their spot. Everything becomes unflayed at that point. At least with iTunes. I think the problem with Google Play is gone. So, and they, you know, they recommend, oh, we're going to switch it to be YouTube as your for podcasts. It's like, okay, how? I decided not to do that or even look into it because I already do that, which is basically posting the video for this on YouTube. My guess is that's what they would do. They don't have like a podcast feed that you actually can get stuff from YouTube, at least to my knowledge. Again, that's one of the things that I didn't look into, but I didn't think it was any point to it. Obviously, I got some people that actually watch.
Maybe there's a way to do it.
Yeah, obviously, I can watch people on. People can watch me on Twitch, and then actually, there's some views outside of the live stream, which people actually watch the videos. Like
several of the ones that I watch on YouTube, they do a live stream thing too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was another one that someone brought up, and they, there's no, why don't you stream using YouTube? And I went, because when I long ago and far away, when Google was doing the whole consolidation thing, when it comes to different messaging and streaming and all that kind of platforms, and where at one point YouTube had, as part of, you can do a stream live, and it was not through YouTube, it was through another of service. Google's service of Google's, which then would be posted on YouTube.
Because why make it simple?
Why make it simple? Yeah. That,
why it, make it easy for your customers?
Right. They broke it. And I couldn't figure out how to get it working. And that's when, okay, fine. That's when I switched to streaming using Twitch. That was the day. I tried it multiple times. I had one podcast where I didn't have the live feed. I went, okay, fine. That's it. I'm done. Because I couldn't figure it out. So I switched to Twitch at that point. So I won't stream on YouTube because I can't. And the thing is, to be honest, that what I want to post on YouTube is not what I have on Twitch. If I had the ability to, without paying, on Twitch, I would basically update the videos. So it actually had, you know, any trimming that I did, usually those tweaks are minor. Usually it's like slack off, you know, cut off the front, cut off the back of things that are just dead air. Or in the case for us also, it's dead air when it comes to this live stream. Add on the news portion to the beginning of the video, and I would be happy to post it up on Twitch. But my understanding at the moment is that because I have a free account, I can't do that. You can't modify the videos that are that have been recorded live on Twitch. That's my understanding. If you know, have a better understanding of that, Doug, I'd be happy to hear it.
Okay, well, we can look into it if you want on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would probably be a better time to try and deal with it.
Right. Oh, understood.
Outside of discussing it here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, understood. So, given that, since no one's calling in, what I might just do is remove that option completely. And if people want to join using voice, by all means, please, please, please go to the SW Online. What's it called these days? Let me bring up Discord. It's called Starfleet Universe Online. That's our Discord server. And there is a voice channel called SFU On Call Stream. And that's where
you mean the very one that I'm in right now?
That's the one. The very one that you're in right now. And actually we've had
what a radical concept.
Yeah, we've had other people actually come in. We had Zach on, using that. We had Neon, Tim, come in on that. Which Neon is Matt Potter. I've had people actually join in to the stream using that. And I think I don't think I'll have a problem with spammer scammers and normal idiots for it. And obviously,
as much.
Right. That.
Well, you haven't seen them in Discord.
Right.
They're usually in your feed on the Twitch.
Right. I've seen some on Twitch, and even those are small pickings. And that's fine. Yeah. I'm happy for that. So we can actually have interactions there. I just have to check with Jeff and Gary and see if that's doable for them.
I could see Jeff doing it because he's on his, he usually has his laptop
right
in the cab with him.
Right.
You know,
right. And he'll watch some of he'll watch the Twitch feed too.
Yeah.
And that's why the one I want to keep up is Gary. I don't want to lose him if possible. At least basically give him the opportunity to still be part of SFU On Call. I know some people, and I'll leave unnamed, don't appreciate Gary as much as I do. Because to me, the one thing that Gary really, in my mind, adds to the podcast is his rich knowledge of the history of the Starfleet universe.
Oh, yeah.
And some people, that's very boring. To me, that is very interesting to hear about that. And then, of course, I know we had a couple podcasts where we discussed the whole idea of the Seltorians not coming in. I think it's Seltorians. I'm pretty sure it's Seltorians coming in to the galaxy. No, it was the Tholians. It was the Tholians coming into the galaxy, not on an our sector, the Alpha Octant, but the Omega.
Uh-huh.
You know, and if they entered through Omega instead. We had a discussion.
Some of that discussion also was like as a variant, not that they necessarily came in there instead of, but in addition to.
Right.
I believe it was.
Okay.
What if there was like one other colony that made it and they made it over there?
Right. Right. Like the 312th.
So.
Another possibility. But yeah. I found that discussion. I would never have thought of that. I thought that was a kind of interesting. Looking into the Omega allowed us definitely to bring in the discussion of Omegas, which we rarely do. We rarely talk about the Omega, except for when we talked to Barry. We had Barry on. We would talk about the Omegas in the concept in the when it comes to the tournament cruisers themselves, and obviously he has an opinion. I kind of share it, which is I think that the Omega rules really need to be tweaked. And I agree when it comes to. I don't think they should need to be balanced out so that they can compete with the alphas. I don't want that. But within the context of themselves, because the one thing that did happen, at least according to the history of the Omega Octant, was that in the Omega Octant, the borders for the different players in the Omega Octant was very fluid. It never, unlike the Alpha Octant, the borders really, well, you know, were changed constantly, you know, versus, you know, Alpha, which they came up with, there was at some point, there was a stabilization of, okay, these are our borders.
Yeah, and that had to do with, like, the old King's lore, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but go on.
Yeah. Oh, guess three. Hi, guess three. I actually see someone. Oh, that's one of those things that also annoys me about that. I'm not sure. That's another person I've not seen lately, and I'm not Where? Sure which is guest Dave.
Okay. I guess Dave.
Yeah, I haven't seen him. You know. And which another reason why, you know, I might move off of TalkShoe, because he's another person that normally was constantly there. Now, I really don't, I'm hoping this is not the case. He might have passed on, or he might just, you know, no longer was interested in spending the time each Thursday night listening to me. And that's fine too. You know, we all, our lives move on. You know, we have different parts of our lives, and then we move on from those parts and go on to something.
Yeah, else. And we're a growing community too, so there's that.
Yeah, that's the part that
you never know.
Oh, oh, hi.
At our age.
Hi, Jiba. 99. Over on TalkShoe. That's what I'm talking about. Didn't even know you were there. Actually, that's one thing I can't see on Twitch.
Well, that's the problem with mixing the platforms too. Is you can get like somebody in one platform and not notice that they're there until they say something. And if the other platform isn't really giving you an audio cue, you might not notice somebody there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's one of the things with TalkShoe that bothers me ever since they had the new interface. Which is that if someone's listening,
is it supported even? That's the question.
Just to sit here and listen?
No, I mean, do they have people dedicated to like all the support stuff?
Oh, I know that they do. They definitely have support people because I've talked to them multiple times.
Okay.
And that's fine. And the thing is, I have not brought up the issue, which is when you go into do a recording, you know, you can't see anyone who's not, who are just listening using the browser. You don't see them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, because my guess is that part of that might be that they're deciding that, okay, I'm not going to allow TalkShoe to turn on my microphone or have access to my camera. And that's fine. If they just want to listen, they shouldn't have to. Ziba, I understand that you have never heard it. you're one of those people that probably found me using Twitch. You know, that's my guess. I'm not sure how you found the Twitch stream. Is it, you know, because if you're with the podcast, yeah, you'd already know about TalkShoe because I bring it up every single time. So anyway, that's one thing that I'm going to heavily look at is truly dropping talks. Because I've talked about it in the past. I mean, far past, when things were going really squirrely, and then they renewed themselves, and then they got. I didn't like them initially just because of they required me using Chrome, and I don't want to use Chrome. So that's why I started using Brave. But you know, which is fine. You know, not my preferred browser. Currently, though, I use Brave for TalkShoe and YouTube, and that's it. But anyway, okay. I think I'm gonna shut it down for the evening since I don't have another topic, and this topic is pretty much run its course. Yes,
Gamers of Summer's coming up. Don't forget that.
Ah, yes,
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Red Lion Hotel, 17111 is the zip code. It's a very nice venue. It's one of the best venues we've had in our 16-odd years of running it. And that's basically it. Paul will be there. I'll be there. We may or may not have other SFB and SFU Universe people there. And but we have a whole bunch of other board games and tabletop stuff. So there you go.
Yep.
Labor Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. 9 a.m. to midnight-ish, Saturday and Sunday. 10 a.m. till we're done on Monday, which is usually 9, 10-ish. But we have the place till midnight if we need it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Awesome.
And we're also on Facebook if you look under South Central PA Gaming Convention. Yay.
Yay.
You should just pin that. Can you just pin that in your chat room somewhere? On the Twitch thing? That would be a good thing. Since you're there like twice a year. Gamers of winter, gamers of summer.
I don't think I can.
I thought I fixed this.
I'll check. I'm not familiar with pinning things in the Twitch chat room. I'll look at it.
It could be a link if you can post links. But mm-hmm.
I probably can post links.
Plus, like I just opened it up. I thought I fixed the problem from last week. Where are we at?
I mean, you want a link?
Audio and video.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I think I see what. Let me see if this one thing works. Allow audio and video. And I'm still getting the question mark blank screen. But I'm hearing the audio feedback now.
Interesting. Okay, well,
let's block that audio. Oh, there's a suggestion in your chat.
I can do that. Obviously, okay. That I will think about that, because anyway, and I have some things on the website on that one about the
okay.
Oh, I have the discuss. Oh yeah, I have the TalkShoe podcast at the bottom for the feeds. Now, that's one thing I had to change, because both the feeds are currently pointing to TalkShoe. So, yeah, I could probably add it to the bottom like I did have for these guys. And also probably add a link to actually SFU On Call. Because SFU On Call... Oh, boy. I really need to change that. I used to actually post the topics for the before I would go live because it was a request to somebody and I haven't done that for a while. That's one thing. Yeah, I guess that's one thing. Okay, I do have the YouTube channel link here, and I saw the Twitch TV link on that website. So that's good there. I have to remove the topics thing. I'll do that probably tonight. But anyhow, yeah, I said, you know, I should mention, as you pointed out, I have the podcast. I just don't have the points to the streams. I should have a point to this positive streams, and definitely if I say, oh, here's the podcast, I probably should also do that for the actual, at the very least, the SFU On Call website. So anyhow, Doug,
yay,
great having you on. Yeah, good night.
Yeah, give me a call or text me to let me know when you're on your way if you come up Saturday.
Okay, we'll do it. And if I find out that I won't be able to come, I won't be coming up early enough, I will text you and go, I'm not coming.
Well, yeah, just text me as soon as you know.
Right, right.
That way I can say, yeah, sweetie, but Paul's coming up, so XYZ, and we'll work stuff out.
Okay.
So, cool. All right. Okay. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay. So, went down that rabbit hole again. It's definitely repeat topics from past few weeks, you know, the 500 BPV game, and also, you know, talking about moving off a talk show just because of things that just it's a pain when you have to remind them to update the feed so people can actually see the new podcast on the feed. You know, it's a podcast. If you guys want to have it just for doing live streams and people come to the website, don't advertise it as a podcast, because obviously it doesn't work. It's not working at the moment, and I'll talk to him one more time and see if there's something that I can do to have it so that it goes cleanly through, because I know there might be a process glitch, and it's possible also they just don't care at this point. I'm hoping they do, you know. It's possible also talk to you is not, they brought in new investors and they don't see what they wanted to see. They might be up for sale for all I know. But anyhow, with that, I am Paul Franz, and I bid you a good night.